This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, Music Row, the Nashville Musicians Union, one of their rooms. They've been kind enough to let us use it. And today I have the honor of interviewing Kirk Jelly Roll Johnson. Thank you for doing this.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So how old were you when you first started playing harmonica?
I started when I was 19, and I had played, before that I'd played like clarinet and school band, but didn't really apply myself to that. And anyway, that was in Louisiana. We moved to East Tennessee. My dad took a job transfer.
And what year was that?
1970. And 1972, I had friends who were, a bunch of friends who were musicians. And I decided I wanted to, try to play something. So I got a flute. And the flute I wasn't really getting anywhere with it. My dad saw me struggling, and he had always played harmonica just for fun. So he said, why don't you try the harmonica? So that's where it started.
And you were 19?
19.
Do you remember the first time you actually played a show for money, a professional appearance?
Yeah, probably just a few months later, maybe even a month later. And, I joined the Musicians Union, and they were doing, this is in Chattanooga local, and they were doing some concerts at the baseball stadium on Sundays. And a band that the guys that I was buddies with, they got a gig. I think they got a couple gigs there. But anyway, I was playing on a big outdoor stage, and I was, I played maybe two or three songs with them. I wasn't playing like the whole. I really wasn't very good, but I did get paid.
So then you moved to Nashville in 1984.
Moved here in 1984, and Cleveland, Tennessee is where I started playing, which is close to Chattanooga. And then I'd moved to Knoxville in the mid-70s and played a club gig there and got a gig with Con Hunley. He's a great, great, great singer, and he was on Warner Brothers, and so I started touring with him, and started that in 1979, and continued playing with him, and decided I wanted to move here and pursue trying to do studio work. So that's how it started here.
So everybody, when they come to Nashville, somebody gives them that first shot. Who gave you your first chance in the studio?
Well, the very first was actually, well, Con was doing a record with Kyle Lenning. So I went to the session mainly just to observe, because I wanted to see how things went. And, I think Larry London was playing drums and, great players. Thinking maybe David Hungate might have been playing bass, and Brent Rowan on guitar. And,
incredible musicians.
The cream of the cream, of the top players here. So anyway, they cut a song or two, and then Kyle put on this demo, and it had harmonica all over it. So he looks at me, and he'd been out to hear Con's live band, which was not the band that recorded with him. So anyway, the demo comes on, all this harmonica on it. So he looks at me and says, "Have you got your harmonicas with you?" I said, "Yes, I do.
I just happened to have them here in the back." Yeah,
yeah. So he said, "Well," he said, "why don't you play?" So, well, I had to back up from that. I actually got to play on another Con Hunley record in 1979 that Nara Wilson produced, and it was the same type scenario, but I was not living here then. I'd just come over to Knoxville, same deal, to check out the session, and got to play on one song on that deal. So the session with Kyle was my first real Nashville session after I moved here.
And so then people just started hearing you play. You went out and hung out and at the jams, that kind of approach? Or how did you go around to all the producers and pitch yourself?
I didn't at first because I didn't really have any kind of track record. I mean, I was trying to meet as many people as I could. And, you know, I was definitely letting everybody know that who I was and what I did and what I wanted to do. So, but I did have like a demo of some instrumental stuff I'd done, and I did bring that around to some people. I guess the next big break was, you know, I played on that song Cons, and I think I played on maybe a couple others that Kyle Lenning produced. And so one day I was in the studio with Con, and Kyle said, "Well, you know, I've got this new guy that I'm producing, and I think I want to try you on, you know, one of his records. His name's Randy Travis." As it turned out, I already knew Randy because he was a big Con Henley fan. He and Lib Hatcher, his manager, would come to Con Henley shows because they knew some of the people at Warner Brothers. So I'd met him like in 1980, I guess, way before he had a record deal. So anyway, I did get to play on a couple of Randy's songs on his first album, and one of them turned out to be a single. So that gave me a lot of exposure on the radio.